USA Radio News.
CNN reports Connecticut lawmakers passed a bill to protect abortion seekers and providers from out-of-state lawsuits. Connecticut lawmakers on Friday passed a bill designed to protect people who provide an abortion or receive support to obtain procedure in Connecticut and are then sued in another state. House Bill 5414, sponsored by state Democratic lawmakers, would enable a person or corporation who has had judgment entered against them in another state for receiving, providing, or helping a person obtain illegal abortion services. Josh Buster of Maryland has skipped work but still got paid, thanks to winning a $100,000 lottery ticket he bought on his day off. The winning chef will use his prize money to pay off his car, pay off his mother's mortgage, and save for his retirement. This is USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
Officials in northern Mexico urged residents in more than two dozen communities to immediately evacuate Saturday ahead of a mess ablaze that exploded in size in one day. According to statistics, the Southwest Coordination Center, the state has seen wildfires burn more acres so far this year, more than 173,000 acres. That's more than seven of the eight last years. The fires are part of a series of devastating blazes that have touched parts of the state in recent weeks. CNN reports country music legend Naomi Judd, one half of the duo The Judd, has died. Her daughter Ashley Judd announced on Saturday she was 76. Today we sisters experienced a tragedy. We lost our beautiful mother to the disease of mental illness. We are shattered, Ashley Judd said in a statement on Twitter. We are navigating profound grief and know that as we loved her, she was loved by the public. And the statement added, we are in unknown territory. The duo was scheduled to be inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame on Sunday. This is USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow bath sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
CNN reports the story behind the medal Zelensky awarded to Pelosi. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky gave Nancy Pelosi a few symbolic tokens on her trip to Kyiv on Saturday, thanking the U.S. House Speaker for her support of Ukraine. Zelensky awarded Pelosi with the Order of Princess Olga for her significant personal contribution to strengthening Ukraine and American ties. Olga was the first woman to rule Kyiv Rus, the first East Slavic state. The order bearing her name is awarded to the women who have achieved significant success in politics and society, the personification in Ukraine of female strength. He also gave Pelosi the Ukrainian flag that he and female members of parliament, including those that she met with at U.S. Capitol recently, had signed, according to Pelosi spokesman Drew Hamill. The month of May brings the first Senate primaries of the year. Ohio votes on Tuesday, followed by a near-weekly stream of contestants that will shape the midterm battle for control of the chamber. By the end of the month, the general election matchups in almost half of this year's most competitive races will be set. Republicans only need a net gain of one seat this fall to win the Senate. And so far, much of the intrigue about the May primaries has been on the GOP side. Former President Trump has endorsed an all-four Senate contest on the ballot in May. Ohio, North Carolina, May 17th, Pennsylvania, May 17th, and Georgia, May 24th. Even before results come in, those primaries have cemented his hold on the party.